Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today is the Inclusive Sport SA Sport and Recreation Coordinator, Nathan Pepper. How are you, Nathan?
Going well, thanks, Zach. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for coming on board and chatting to us specifically about the South Australian Inclusive Football Team, which is gearing up for its annual participation in the 2017 AFL Inclusion Carnival, which is being held up on the Gold Coast this year, Nathan. Suddenly upon us from the 24th to the 30th of July, so the boys must be excited.
Yeah, can't believe it that it's come around again so quickly, and really exciting that it's the first time since the AFL National Inclusion Carnival has been away from Melbourne, and really excited to get up to the warmer weather to Gold Coast. I think a lot of the states are keen on that as well. So
yeah. I bet it, especially with the way the weather's been in Adelaide this week, and I bet the boys are looking forward to playing on some dry decks and in some dry conditions.
Yeah, absolutely. Although a few pointed out at the final training session that it was raining at Metricon on the weekend, I think. So hopefully it does clear up a bit before then.
That's true. It's a wonderful initiative, the AFL National Inclusion Carnival, and fantastic that we can have a side to go up and wear that special red Guernsey from South Australia. Nathan, just for the listeners' benefit, give us an insight into what it means for the players, and what football means to them in terms of the context of their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've supported a local competition in the amateur league for a number of years, since sort of the early 90s, and that then developed into a pathway through to a border clash just with Victoria. And I think just the role that football has played just in that local league and then extending to this state opportunity, it just provides them with a bit of certainly the social inclusion around it. I mean, that's where most of us probably play sport in the first place, is to have that mateship, but then just have that, that next level to aspire to, to aim for, really important, and to have that chance to have a bit of elite coaching and some education around that is really important too.
Most definitely. And from the point of view, the players involved, so they have an intellectual disability?
That's right. So, all players must have a diagnosed intellectual disability to take place. That's where we will support, and we support the SNFL into, helping these players with various issues that they may have, but certainly it's all around ability based, and there's some pretty handy footballers going around.
Yeah, there certainly are, and I've heard good things about the skipper, who was announced at last night's Guernsey presentation at the Adelaide Oval, Captain Jesse Goodman.
Yeah, so Jesse, he's a great talent. It's his second year, so he came on board last year as a young 19, so he's now 20 years old, and I think in the first season last year, actually, he ended up making the All-Australian team for the Carnival, so really bright prospect, and I think the coaches certainly see a real future in himself and want to give him that opportunity to be a leader. And we'll hopefully take our SA team forward for the next number of years.
Yeah, big responsibility for the young 20-year-old fella. He's a midfielder from the Kenilworth Football Club.
Yeah, that's right. So, he's been playing there for a couple of seasons now, and, loves it, and certainly, dominates the local league.
Yeah, fantastic. And who are some of the other guys to keep an eye out for, Nathan? Because obviously there's 16 players in total selected, and they're all lucky enough to get their jumpers presented last night at the Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, well, I think a couple of it just to mention would be some of the new players that we've got on board. So Daniel Johnson, or DJ, Jonathan Mortimer, Dylan Haynes-West, and Con Gouris are all first-timers in the team. So that'll be exciting to see how they take up this opportunity. Both DJ and Con have made the state team for basketball as well, so I think they'll hopefully bring a bit of that basketball talent. I think we've seen it in the AFL footy, the converts that have come across, and hopefully we can do something similar with this this team.
Yeah, they do seem to translate well, the basketballers, into football with a lot of that peripheral vision, I guess. One thing to note with the Carnival, Nathan, is that it's a 12-a-side, and so there'll be four on the bench for each game, so there's not much margin for error in terms of injuries.
No, so that's one thing we've really got to cross our fingers for, and certainly have the staff on the ball and make sure the players are recovering properly after the games. And this year is actually the first year that all states and territories are represented in the competition, which is just fantastic. So Northern Territory are on board for the first time, and WA are back in the comp. They missed out last year but had been in previously. So awesome to have all states represented. And what it does mean, though, is a really hectic fixture. So I think on the first day, on the Tuesday of the Carnival, we've got... you have to play every single team in a Lightning Carnival type format. Even though it's shortened games, it's still seven shortened games. So that's going to be trying for the players,
Yeah, most definitely. And coaching the South Australian side, Don Miranda, and if you could just enlighten us as to his assistant coaching panel as well.
Yeah, so Don's back on board for his second year. So he was really enthusiastic in taking the reins again. And on board with him is Peter Diamandopoulos and Callum Dunk as assistant coaches. And both Peter and Callum are coaches of C7 teams, the local competition. So Callum coaches the Henley Sharks and Peter coaches Kenilworth. Mm-hmm. And then as team manager, we've got Paul Eichner, who's been a fantastic volunteer of Inclusive Sport SA for it'd be 5, 6, 7 years, something like that now. Yeah. But is a very committed guy, and very great to have a really passionate and committed coaching group.
Indeed it is, and it's not just about the footy when the boys head up on that week, and there's some education sessions as well being held, I guess specifically targeting the areas of healthy eating, drugs and alcohol use, and also a day working at the Burley Heads Surf Lifesaving Club as well.
Yeah, so it's really great to see this, and great that the AFL are organising events like this, because it's something that we see as really beneficial to, I guess, translating into positive behaviour back home. So, you know, a lot of these guys in the team, probably just because of their ability, become leaders within their own local team. People look up to them, and really important if they can try to learn some of these positive behaviours and habits, that then, you know, that translates into, you know, the rest of the culture of the C7 division, and I think it will be really great.
Fantastic, Nathan. Well, thank you very much for coming on Sample Radio to chat about South Australia's involvement in the 2017 AFL National Inclusion Carnival, which will be held on the Gold Coast from 24th to the 30th of July. Good luck with the team, Nathan, and hopefully we can do our South Aussie Guernsey pride.
Absolutely. Really looking forward to the week, and no doubt we'll keep everyone up to date with all the results from over there.